As master of my thought, I think success at all times. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. As master of my thought, I think success at all times. That's kind of a big order. And it's a big order to think success at all times and to be success at all times. And we sometimes wonder what that success is all about, how that success works in us. We are not sure how that success works in us. We'd like to have that success work in us in a beautiful way, but we are not sure about how that success works in us. Now, how does that success work in us? Well, we constantly say thoughts are things. We constantly say that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We constantly say, man, know thyself. We constantly say, I am the one who brings forth in my world whatever it is I think about. And that's true. What is it that a scientist does when he wants to come up with some brand new concept? Well, he is thinking about all the possibilities that it could be. He's thinking about the possibility it could be done with atomic structure. He's thinking its possibility could be done with laser beams. It could be done with implantation in laboratory dishes. Oh, a dozen different ways. Now, that's what he's thinking. Now, he is using his wisdom and his understanding to come to the solution of the thing that is in his mind. Now, what he has in his mind, he'd like to know the manner of handling a particular project. All right, now, that project could be quite involved. It could be quite complex. It could be something that he had never thought about before, something that he had never dreamed about before. It could be in an area that he had never studied, was never aware of. But now, he puts the thought in his mind. And he has a thought in his mind that he would like to know about how things can be manifested in a ideal basis with the use of limited things, of relative things. So, he says, here I have a cell. Now, I would like to have the ideal cell. How do I go about finding the ideal cell? And he's looking at various ideas. He's saying, the ideal cell is pure. It's free of any impurities. All right, now, how do I purify the cell? Are there any pure cells around that are pure that I don't have to purify, that I can just go right to them and find them out? Well, now, years pass. And science has been studying these things for years. And then all of a sudden, a few years ago, they found what they call the stem cell. And the stem cell is as close to this perfect cell as anything can be. It is a cell that is undifferentiated. It is a cell that has no direction, it has no purpose, it has no anything to it, yet it can be everything. For somehow, in the intelligent makeup of that cell, as it must be in every cell, somehow in that intelligent makeup of that cell is a wisdom. Now, where did the wisdom come from? How come we're now aware of that wisdom where we weren't before? Well, it's just that the scientist opened his consciousness to the possibility that there was something going on in there. Now, he didn't have a book that said, okay, this is a stem cell. And a stem cell is an unconditional cell. A stem cell is an undifferentiated cell. A stem cell is all cells. A stem cell, and all these things. Where does he get that knowledge? Well, he gets that knowledge from comparing and from listening and so forth. But mostly, he gets that knowledge because he listens within himself. He thinks his thoughts, and as he thinks his thoughts, the ideas converge upon his consciousness of how that can be. And there are no books written about these new adventures that he's stepping into. Oh, there are books written about how other things use it, but not about the particular way the scientist is using it. So he must listen within, and he must use his master attitude toward his thought and think success and know that whatever he's thinking about, this is what he is empowering to be. Now, perhaps a scientist is not thinking in that particular way that his thoughts are bringing these things forth, but he is thinking, what shall I think about? What has happened before? How have these things been proven? How have they been replicated before to indicate that they are valid? And as he thinks on these things, his mind keeps flashing away and saying, there's never been any thinking on undifferentiated cells. There's never been any thinking on stem cells who have within them the power to be any cell in the body or any cell anywhere else. We'll find there are stem cells in everything, because there are cells that are the precursor of everything that has ever existed or ever will exist. And these cells, in their undifferentiated status, took the form of something. Now, why did they take that form? Well, they took that form because that is how they were directed to do it. Now, who directed them to do it? Is there a greater intelligence in this universe than we have ever dreamed about? And that's true. There is a greater intelligence in this universe than we've ever dreamed about, and that intelligence is within us. Now, the scientists are not necessarily God-directed people, people thinking of a divinity outside of themselves, thinking of something, so leading them, guiding them. They just listen to what knowledge they have gained over the years and their study of their field. And then, while they're listening to this repetition, this reiteration of the knowledge within them, coming into their intelligence is a wisdom that they haven't seen before. And they apply that to what they're working on. And as they apply it to what they're working on, they come up with some very remarkable things. A master of my thought, I think success at all times. The scientist is not thinking success or failure. The scientist is thinking creativity, imagination, illumination, wisdom, the undifferentiated idea of the universe. And as the scientist is thinking this, and he's not thinking it in those terms, because he doesn't realize that within him is the greatest thinking power, the greatest wisdom, the greatest knowledge of all the universe. He's just sort of bottling along, going at it. Now, this is what we have been led to believe, because if the scientist said God told him something, we would frown upon it. Now, if a scientist said his inner self told him about it, we'd frown upon that too. If a scientist said, this has come from my scientific thinking and my ability to put together my scientific thinking in a successful way, and that's what it's, we can understand that. Okay. Why is it we give ourselves such a difficult time in realizing that the inner wisdom within us is the divine, the allness wisdom, and if we would turn our attention to it more often and more completely, we would have the answer to any question we want. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I've been teaching this now for many, many, many years. And it's over 50 years I've been teaching this. And in teaching this, what happens? In teaching this, people begin to apply it. And they spread this around. Now, I am not the only one thinking this, surely. It is just a thought that came to my mind. And it came to my mind, and so I share it. And it comes to the mind of others, and they share it in their own way of speaking, in their own language, in their own manner of telling their stories of their thought processes. And these are all good and very good. Now, as a master of my thought, I think success at all times. Just as a scientist reaches within without realizing he reaches within for all knowledge. So you and I reach within without realizing we're reaching within for the answer to every single question we have in our mind. Now, we think, oh, I'm guided to look in the dictionary. I'm guided to go to this book. I'm guided to talk to this person. I'm guided to pick up the newspaper where I never pick up the newspaper. And there on that article at the bottom of the front page, which I had never, would never have noticed, there's the answer to what I wanted. How does that happen? It's serendipitous, in a way of speaking. But knowledge, the scientist, works with knowledge. And what is a scientist? One who studies knowledge, one who applies knowledge to every thought he has and comes up with responses that are utterly amazing. That's what a master does. As master of my thought, I think success at all times. I think happiness at all times. I think the fulfillment of every thought in my mind at all times. And as I do this, wow, it really happens. And it happens gloriously and wonderfully. And I am so happy about it. As master of my thought, I think success at all times. And I create all in my world as master of their thought, thinking success at all times. And I say, enjoy, 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 because I love you. I love you. I love you.